Well, welcome to the Word is the Way to Life podcast and the Pastor's Thoughts. I always have a lot of thoughts, thanks be to God. Because of the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, I was thinking, what are we going to do after I do the series through the Psalms? Well, we did Psalm 100 last week, and we're done with that. The Holy Spirit quickened in my spirit. You know, we have 66 books in the Bible. And in our day and time, a lot of people are biblically illiterate. So I was thinking, what I'll do is I'll take one Old Testament book and summarize it. Then next week we'll do one of the New Testament books and summarize it. And I'll do them in order so that we kind of have some continuity. But this week, we're going to look at Genesis. Wow, Genesis, yeah. Did you know how the world began? Did you know how sin entered into the world and separated us from God? And how about God worked to restore our relationship with Him? Well, Genesis teaches us that God created us and He wants to make Himself known to us. He cares about all of us with His endless love. Now, who wrote the book of Genesis? It's been attributed to Moses. And the dates of the key events in the book of Genesis is 2166 B.C., Abraham was born, 2006 B.C., Jacob and Esau was born, 1898 B.C., Joseph sold into slavery, 1805 B.C., Joseph dies. And at this time, glass was being developed by the Mesopotamians. Native Americans were immigrating into North America, and the spoked wheel was invented. How about that? Well, generally, we believe that the Garden of Eden was located somewhere near the spot of the Tigris and Euphrates River, where it meets the Persian Gulf. Persian Gulf is in the news all the time now. And Abraham was born in Ur of the Chaldeans and moved to the land of Canaan near Shechem. Later, he moved to Hebron, where he lived until his death. And then the book ends, Abraham's grandson, Jacob, moves to Egypt because of a terrible famine. Now, there's some special features of the book, and the key word is beginnings. The beginning of the world, of people, beginning of marriages, families, and the beginning of evil, and God's plan for salvation. In fact, the book of Genesis teaches about the beginning of almost everything except God Himself. So let's look at some of the commentaries and things that I found. In the beginning is the beginning of all beginnings. Everything was fresher than the earliest morning and newer than a baby's butt or the baby's breath. God spoke and new worlds emerged. God breathed and new life began. God created. A new garden grew in pristine purity. A new dynamic called love and marriage blossomed in the garden with a new wonder called children and family. A new utopia had finally begun. The whole wide universe and the tiny little corner called Eden was bathed in honeymoon freshness. It was the dawn of all things wonderful, the dawn of all things bright and beautiful. And Genesis, the book of new beginnings, that's what we call it, the new wonderful beginnings. But it's also a book of new beginnings that were far less than wonderful, amen, because of another new dynamic called choice. God gave His creatures the ability to choose the course which their lives would take. And they did not choose very wisely. I think we remember the story. And so began the dark presence of the evil one, the dark shadow called temptation, and the dark wonderness called sin. Ooh. Many people today are tired of the same old thing, the same old job, the same old routine, the same old responsibilities. I was in that little category one time in my life, too. The same load of debt, the same limitations, the same sickness or injury, perhaps even the sameness in marriage or even family life. If we could only choose a new course in life, if we could only get away from it all, perhaps even get away from everybody or everything familiar. Oh, you know, get out of debt, have the neighborhood out of the chains of sameness and neighbors and fellowship if we could only jumpstart a new tomorrow today? Well, in our quest for newness, how many jump ship, leaving home and family behind just to find the new beginning, the only thing on the other side of the same old coin? You know, they always say grass is greener on the other side of the fence, but when you get over on the other side, then you realize you got to cut it too. Well, old oppression is exchanged for new oppression. Old problems are bartered for new ones. And it seems that the new sometimes is worse than the old. Amen. When we embark on a new beginning, how do we know which way it'll take us? In the book of Genesis, we study for answers. Because it does, it lays out the principles for new beginnings and new relationships, new rules, new jobs, new directions. And within the boundaries of God's timeless and unchanging truth for successful living. You see, newness will always be exciting and ultimately satisfying. So if we stay within the guidelines for living that are laid down by God in this book called Genesis and the rest of the Bible, you will then find your beginnings as fresh and bright as dawn of creation. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. But new beginnings without God outside His guidelines for living will be as dark and devastating as the expulsion from the Garden of Eden, which led to a new world of pain and work and sweat and sin. Preston Scott this morning on the radio was talking about mosquitoes. And he said, you know, when God created the heavens and the earth, there were no mosquitoes. I think that God, whenever sin entered in, he said, I'm going to send one of them guys to cause you pain. It's going to be the mosquito. I don't know about that. I digress. But them mosquitoes are a pain in the neck. Amen. Well, perspective on what appears to be the same old thing. So let tyranny and ordinary things become flesh and vital. And when you do chart your new beginning in your life, use the guidelines for new beginnings presented in the book of Genesis and all through the Bible. I think then you'll be renewed in hope and even zest with a new morning every day, running with God, not running from Him. Isn't that pretty cool? Well, I was thinking too, and I'm dealing with some things in my life. As you know, I'm a recovered alcoholic. I've accepted my healing in that area, so I'm recovered from that. But boy, do I suffer with all the other crap. You know, the little series that I did, Hurt, Hang-Ups, and Habits, kind of takes the stigmatism away from alcohol and drugs. Because we all have, what, a hurt? We all have a habit. And it's all of these things in life we all have, and we need God to help us through it. Go through the pruning process and to understand. So, what's in the book of Genesis? Well, I'll give you a couple little things to think about. The book of Genesis tells us how God created the world. The book of Genesis tells us how God created man and woman. The book of Genesis tells us how sin entered into the world. The book of Genesis tells us about the first murder. The book of Genesis tells us about Noah and the great flood. The book of Genesis tells us how nations began. The book of Genesis tells us the story of Abraham and how it began. The book of Genesis also tells us how God made a contract with Abraham. And then it also tells us about fire that came from heaven. It also tells us about Abraham almost kills his own son. Yeah. It also tells us about Isaac marrying Rebekah. It also tells us about Jacob and Esau and how they were born. It also tells us that Jacob deceives his own father. Can you imagine deceiving your own father? Well, it also tells us that Jacob's life is in a new land. And also tells us that Jacob comes home. It also tells us Jacob is sold into slavery. And it also tells us Joseph goes from prisoner to ruler of Egypt. Wow! And it also tells us about Joseph and his brothers. You know, real life situations. Wow! That's a wonderful thing. Now, you know, we could read the book of Genesis to you, and we could do this and that. But, you know, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's something about the mind's eye when you read the scriptures for yourself. And it's always fascinating. Now, I've read through the Bible maybe 5 or 6 times in my life since I came and made a recommitment to the Lord. That don't make me any better than anybody else, because I don't remember half of what I read. But one thing, some of the familiar passages, and then when I come back and I read them again, it meets me at my point of need for that particular time, and it's just amazing. So I encourage all of us to start a little devotion and read the Bible through. You can get a little thing where you can read the Bible through in 1 year, and it's wonderful. But there's something about the Word of God that comes into our spirit through our mind's eye. Wow. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, I hope and pray that maybe you'll be blessed by this little thing, and next week we'll go through and we'll start out with the Gospel of Matthew, and we'll look a little summary about that. Now, there's a lot in the book of Genesis that I didn't cover, but I hope and pray that I whetted your appetite a little bit to have a little time to spend in the Bible and start in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. What a wonderful place that we live in. You know, I also found as I struggle with some of this stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, now this is me. There's nothing on God's green earth that'll hurt you if you use it the way it's intended, and more importantly, in moderation. Well, just know that God loves you, and so do I, and thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, because He has certainly showed us the way to have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, God the Son, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Have a blessed day.